You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The Ocean's 8 gang are fictional, of course, but there are some real-life women who ran some big heists. The infamous Bonnie Parker of Bonnie and Clyde, and Ma Barker, who led the bank-robbing Barker gang. And a string of more recent criminals, the Starlet Bandit, the Church Lady Bandit, the Barbie Bandits. We wanted to get a handle on the psychology and reality behind the real women who do this, so we brought in an expert.
My name is Christy Holtfreder. I'm a professor in the School of Criminology and Criminal Justice at Arizona State University. I am the editor of the journal Feminist Criminology, which is the official journal of the American Society of Criminology's Division on Women and Crime.
Crime is as old as law, but when it comes to women committing robberies, there's a shorter history.
If you go outside of the United States, it's something that can be traced as far back as mid-18th century London, where you'd find women participating with men in criminal gangs, usually committing crimes like minor thefts, shoplifting, pickpocketing, and occasionally robbery. In the United States, we started to see women getting involved in these types of crimes around the late 19th and early 20th century, which corresponds to a time when their roles in the family began to change from strictly focused inside the home to outside of the home. And along with those legitimate opportunities and responsibilities came more opportunities to commit some of these economically motivated types of crime. So early female shoplifters, for example, were found to be offending alone as well as within groups of other women.
During the 1920s, some of the first big women heisters hit the scene in the U.S.
One of the most interesting examples that I can think of is a case in the United States of a woman named Celia Cooney, who was known as the Bob-Haired Bandit, which, of course, was the popular hairstyle of the time in the 1920s Prohibition era. And she was a 19-year-old laundress in Brooklyn, and along with her husband, Ed, held up a series of grocery stores at gunpoint over the course of several months in the mid-20s. She was pregnant at the time, and they used their income from the heist to try and upgrade their lifestyle, their living circumstances. They bought furniture for the new baby, but they tended to spend the money as fast as they got it and ended up going into more debt, which resulted in more robberies to pay for that lifestyle.
So we've got the groups of female shoplifters, a couple of infamous husband and wife teams, but the Ocean's 8-style gang of specialists is rare. And not just in the sense that it's a movie and it's fiction, but also in the sense that women tend not to commit crimes together.
We do see more women offending either alone or with a romantic partner, men tending to work with other men as opposed to working alone.
Both men and women commit robberies out of greed or to enrich their lifestyle, but there is some difference in the motivation behind a robbery, too.
Men will often commit this type of crime to address some sort of personal situation that might be related to other types of crimes or illegal activities. And so we could see cases that include something like gambling debt or to deal with an addiction or other personal vices that are not the sorts of things you could go and get a loan for. But for women, we tend to see motivations that are less about themselves in need as opposed to motivations that are related to others as the reason. So a loved one, a child with an illness or other needs like that, they can't take care of through legitimate means.
Women robbers are not angels, of course, and there are definitely instances where women match their male peers. In many of these cases, women have been the ones holding the guns and pulling the trigger. And when they do commit robberies, they aren't necessarily less violent, but they do commit fewer robberies.
In criminology, we have what we refer to as just kind of a known empirical fact, and that is something called the gender gap in crime. And so if you look at any time or place, whether you're talking about now or in history and in some of these periods that we were talking about earlier, you're almost always going to have men overrepresented. And there are a few exceptions, of course. Prostitution would be one of those. But you're going to have men overrepresented in crime statistics.
According to the FBI, about 7% of bank robberies in 2016 were committed by women. And special thanks to Christy Holtfreder for helping us do the numbers on women in crime.